I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
We'd like to present for you the many moods of a big city. Its feelings, its emotions could apply almost anywhere. And tonight we're in New York.
We're back again with Josh Mills, the son of legendary TV star Edie Adams, talking about The Edie Adams Show and the newly released Here's Edie DVD set right here on the TV Time Machine. So tell us about what happened in early 1962 and how that incident completely changed your mom's life.
Well, Ernie and my mom were at a party for, I believe, Milton Berle's son. And it was at Billy Wilder's house, or apartment. And Ernie was in a car on a rainy night and crashed his car, a single car accident, and he passed away. And what really came of that was that my mom was, in some ways, kind of, I think, putting her head in the sand because she knew that there were some problems with the IRS, and she knew there were some problems with, gambling that Ernie had done, and there were spending problems in the house and things like that. But when the IRS sort of walked up the driveway and came into the house and sort of said, okay, well, we're going to take that desk and we're going to take that table and you're going to have to move this, she really realized how bad it was and got a lawyer and essentially said, I will pay all this back, but you have to give me time. I can't pay you back today. And they worked out a payment plan, and my mom, you know, one of the sort of mythical but true stories is that she kind of took about a $400,000 or $500,000 debt and paid it all back. And, part of that was having her own show and going on the road and doing those things. But she was of good Pennsylvania stock and wanted to make sure that she didn't, skate out on her own debts.
So you think that's the reason why it was the way she was brought up, because other people may have taken an easier route?
Yeah, there were stories that, Sinatra was a good friend of Ernie's and Dean Martin, and I think, frankly, they were even pallbearers at his funeral. But there were a lot of people that wanted to do a benefit, and my mom said, no, I can do it, and she did. Which, if you think about 1962, not a lot of women, I think, and my mom does not get enough credit for the fact that she really did just say, I can do this, I can pay this back, and become head of household, which in 1962 just didn't happen. And now here we are in 2013, and I think it's 50% of all households are head of household is the woman. And she was doing that in 1962, so I give her a ton of credit because she did it and she was able to, so more power to her.
Yeah, she must have had a lot of conflicting emotions at the time, because you have fear, you have shock, you have grief, you have anger. I mean, how did she feel shortly after his death, and how did that change over time?
Well, it was all those things, and it was obviously a shock. And, she had seen him at a party 2 hours before, and then he didn't come home. So it was definite shock. And she was, there were kids in the house, and there were, people that she had mouths to feed, so to speak, and keep the lights on. And, I think she really, in a lot of ways, didn't have a ton of time to grieve because she knew there was this this debt that had to be paid. So she really got to work, and I think in 1962 she just didn't stop. She just kind of had to put it aside. And my mom was very strong and kind of put the stuff aside and really just kind of did anything she could to earn money. So she would do shows, she would do TV shows, she would do live shows, some more movies and things like that. So she just kind of rolled up her sleeves and said, I got to get back to work, and she did.
So what ultimately led specifically to the creation of Here's Edie and the Edie Adams Show?
It really was that, Ernie had a fantastic sponsor towards the end of his life, Consolidated Cigars, which was bought by another company that's still around. But Consolidated sponsored Dutch Masters, which was a Ernie Kovacs product, and they sponsored his shows. Well, a man named Jack Mogilescu, who was, I think, the senior vice president, came to my mom and said, after Ernie passed away, and said, why don't we have Muriel Cigars, which isn't really a great brand right now, would really like to pump it up. Maybe we have them sponsor you. And my mom became the Muriel Cigar Girl, and, you know, thanks to Jack Mogulescu, made a lot of money doing that and had a contract, I think, for over 20-something years with Muriel that, you know, really was...
Into the 90s, right? It was into the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, they signed like a 25-year contract. She'd make a joke and say, I'm longer, you know, I make... It's a longer contract than Jack Benny and Jell-O, which was a famous one at the time. And she really made a lot of money. And I remember the year she kind of came to me and said, oh, damn, I can't believe that, you know, I'm not getting a check this year. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, it's the last year was the last year of the Muriel Cigar money. So, you know, it lasted that long.
And what was her tagline? What was the signature line of hers in those commercials?
Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime? Right. Was her thing? Yes, or something about there. There was a couple other ones, but that was the famous one. Yeah.
So, with your mom's show, what kind of television experience did she want to create for the audience?
That's a great question. I don't believe my mom was 100% about, you know, make them laugh or, you know, leave them wanting more or, you know, that very sort of showbiz aesthetic. She really believed that her job, she was a Juilliard student, was to educate as well. So she really made an effort to, you know, book choral things or opera or, you know, jazz like Duke Ellington and, you know, obviously have some comedy and things like that. But, you know, it's almost like a variety show from another dimension. It's yes. So cerebral. It's so arty that you can't believe that ABC, you know, or yeah, let's go for this. So she really tried, I think, educate and also entertain. But I think she really wanted to turn people on to some things that they wouldn't see on other channels.
What are some of the moments and performances that you particularly enjoy from the Edie Adams Show and Here's Edie?
Well, I mean, it's amazing to see my mom sing with Duke Ellington. I can't tell you that, you know, when I didn't see that for the first time, my jaw just didn't hit the floor because it's just, I mean, he's arguably one of the best composers of the 20th century, and to see my mom, you know, with that is awesome. But there are, you know, there are really funny people that a lot of people now don't pay a lot of attention to, unfortunately, like Dick Shawn and Terry Thomas and Spike Jones and... There are great comedians that are on there that she was very friendly with and liked a lot where I just think, you know, thank goodness people see how great Dick Shawn was sometimes. Or, you know, there's other moments of, you know, Count Basie or Stan Getz and you just think, wow, thank goodness these things survive. And ironically, no one's seen her for 50 years.
So how did you, I mean, did you know that these videotapes and kinescopes existed? Did you know that for sure? How did you ultimately discover them and bring them to your DVD set?
Yeah, we were, these tapes have kind of been next to all the Kovacs stuff, you know, for as long as I've known. So we knew that they were there. They had never been transferred like the Kovacs material had because at one point they were on Comedy Central when it was called Comedy Channel. So my mom's stuff had never actually been transferred where Ernie's had. So we worked with some folks at the UCLA Film and Television Archive who were great, the folks at CBS, they call it Jurassic Park, but it's the Archival Tape Services Division, and we basically made digital versions of the shows and really, you know, tried to clean them up as best we could. And, you know, I always sort of say that, you know, we're not the I Love Lucy or Bonanza of the world. We don't have infinite dollars to spend, you know, frame by frame changing every audio piece or, you know, problem with the film. But we did enough of them, and there were some significant ones that we fixed that, you know, we just really had to have, they really rolled up their sleeves and made it work. So that was the help we needed.
Do you think your mom surprised even herself with the things that she was able to do and accomplish?
That's a good question. I don't think she felt like she surprised herself. I think what she was surprised at was that she was able to do these things with a minimum of, you know, pressure. If she wanted to do it, it kind of got done. So I don't think she was very well aware of her talents and what she could bring to the table and was very comfortable in that arena. But as far as actually getting it to, you know, to be on tape, I think that's where she probably surprised herself. And it was really a testament, I think, to Kovacs that she wanted autonomy and she was pretty much demanding it, and she got it and she did a good job with it. So I think that was a nod to Kovacs for sure.
Well, speaking of Ernie Kovacs, if he had been around at the time, what do you think he would have said about what your mom accomplished and what she created for television?
Wow, another good question. You know, I think he would have been supportive. I think, you know, Ernie was a very good man. I think, in the 1960s, he might have, early 1960s, started like, well, wait a minute, you know, how come I'm not, you know, doing some of this? Or how come I'm, you know, second banana type thing? Because he really was a man to sort of take charge. But I think he would have been proud of her, and I think he would have been excited about the things that she was doing. You know, I don't know. It's a weird thing because, you know, Ernie died before, you know, the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, and, you know, the world really changed with the Kennedy assassination and things like that. So you don't really see many pictures of Ernie in color. And so it's very hard to kind of see him, you know, kind of in the rock and roll era, frankly. So I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Josh, what are you most proud of about your mom's work and your mom herself?
Well, I mean, you know, I say this to people all the time. My mom was the kind of person that when I played Little League, you know, she was working at the snack stand. I mean, she was as genuine a person as you could find. So she was incredibly humble and kind and loving, and she really wanted the best for her family, you know, no matter what. So I think I was really impressed with the fact that, you know, she was so normal. I mean, I definitely knew I grew up in a show businessy type of environment, and I went to school with kids that, you know, were kids of famous people and things like that, but it wasn't such a big deal. It wasn't like we thought any different. It was just sort of like, oh, that's Frank Zappa's kid, or that's, you know, Brian Wilson's kid, you know, that's my other friend's kid, like, no big deal. But I think that my mom, you know, unfortunately, she didn't get to do as many things like her own show as she could have done. She was very talented, but she had to earn a lot of money very quickly to pay off the IRS, so a lot of her career, I think, got derailed because she wasn't able to do what she wanted to do simply because she did what she had to do. So, you know, the lessons I learned were sort of hard work, stick-to-itiveness, you know, you know, pick yourself up and kind of move on when you have to, and don't and get out of bed every day. So that's what I think I'm most impressed with, is that my mom really had that. And on top of that, could be funny or pretty or, you know, just a great entertainer. So I was always impressed.
Josh, where can people purchase the Here's Edie, the Edie Adams Television Collection DVD set, and where can they find out more about the DVD, your business, and Edie Adams online? That's a mouthful.
Well, definitely. Oh, yes. No, okay. EdieAdams.com or ErnieKovacs.com is where you can check out both information. You can buy both DVD sets through there. Of course, Amazon and things like that. So there's a lot of information at both of those websites. Come visit. Sign the guest book.
Josh, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. I loved it.
Again, thank you. Good night.